online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent. At one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The smacking of children is going to be banned in Scotland. It will make it the first part of the UK to have such a law. Anna has the details for KMFM.
The Scottish Government says smacking can have negative effects on children, which can last long after the physical pain has died away. Because of that, it's going to make sure legislation on banning it is made into law. It'll remove the defence of justifiable assault, which allows parents in Scotland to physically punish a child. Smacking's already illegal in more than 50 countries, including Ireland, France and Sweden.
Experts claim there's been a rapid rise in teenage girls self-harming, and they're blaming social media. GP figures reveal between 2011 and 2014, cases among UK girls aged 13 to 16 rose by more than two-thirds. In those 3 years, there were more than 16,000 children deliberately hurting themselves, and three-quarters were girls. Professor Nav Kapoor is from the University of Manchester, which did the study.
For girls, one thing they might do is hurt themselves. For boys, they might choose other behaviours, like drinking too much or taking drugs. So it may be a difference in response to distress.
A Sheppey man who attacked a friend with a golf club, leaving him with memory problems and needing care, is starting 12 years in prison. 50-year-old Philip Goldson from Harold Road in Queenborough struck his victim on the head after going into his home and getting into an argument on Christmas Day last year. Jeremy Corbyn's issued a fresh warning over the possibility of no trade deal with the EU after Brexit. The Labour leader, who's in Brussels for talks this lunchtime, says failure to reach an agreement would be catastrophic for British manufacturers. The Football Association's handling of racism allegations within the organisation has been called shambolic by the Kent MP looking into them. Damian Collins has led a parliamentary inquiry, which former England women's manager Mark Sampson used discriminatory comments towards two players but isn't racist. FA boss Martin Glenn claimed he was satisfied with how it was handled. The Folkestone Hythe rep disagrees.
There are failures in the process itself, with people behaving inappropriately during it as well. What we know now stands massively at odds with the impression the FA sought to present over the summer, that this had been a rigorously run process, completely fair, and there was no evidence of wrongdoing.
Police are looking for a driver who reportedly didn't stop after hitting a cyclist near Sittingbourne. The 17-year-old needed minor surgery after coming off his bike when a 4x4 clipped his wheel on Bassa Hill in Lower Halstow. It happened at around 10:30 at night 2 weeks ago, and police are now appealing for witnesses. Bosses in Margate have warned fly tippers they've been caught on CCTV dumping rubbish. Boards, furniture and nappies were found dumped on Athelstan Road. Those responsible were thought to live locally and could be handed a £400 fine. There's a safety warning from paramedics in Kent as Diwali celebrations get underway today. The five-day-long Festival of Light, which is celebrated by Sikhs and Hindus, will see houses decorated with candles and firework displays. Will Bellamy from South East Coast Ambulance Service has this advice on how to stay safe.
Never use petrol or chemicals on a bonfire. Keep fireworks in a closed box and away from children, and only use them one at a time. Read any instructions carefully and use a torch if necessary. Never smoke around fireworks.
And a stag that escaped from an enclosure near Tenterden and has been on a run in Kent for 4 months has been recaptured. There have been many sightings of the deer known as Nelson, who's been roaming around the countryside since June. He was finally tracked down in Blean yesterday afternoon and has now been reunited with his herd.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Arsenal are aiming for their third win in three Europa League matches tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Arsenal are in Serbia to take on Red Star Belgrade later, and midfielder Jack Wilshere is not happy with Troy Deeney's suggestion the team lack bottle. The Watford forward made the comments after beating Arsene Wenger's men 2-1 at the weekend. Wilshere says he backs his teammates.
I don't think the comments were justified. When we look back at the game, we look back at ourselves and what we did wrong, and you know, I don't think that we can look back and question our character. You know, I'm sure individually the players are disappointed, no one wants to hear them comments, but players are entitled to their opinions.
Elsewhere, Everton are also in Europa League action tonight. They host French side Lyon at Goodison. Koeman's team aren't in good form and sit in 16th place, just 2 points above the Premier League's relegation zone. And Chelsea boss Antonio Conte is not too happy with Jose Mourinho after beating Benfica 1-0 1-0 in the Champions League last night. The Manchester United boss said other managers need to stop complaining about injuries because everyone has to deal with them. Chelsea drew 3-3 with Roma.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.